The work will be also to make sure that church is to be involved in bringing peace, to support the government in negotiating with the rebels who are still in the bush. This is a country which has we have lost 2.5 million during the struggle. We know as a church, yes, there are grievances, but those grievances cannot be done through the gun. And we are against this question of ethnicity coming up in a very strong way. We want to say to those who are dealing with the ethnicity, who are killing people on the ethnicity background, we said as a church, we are against it. We need negotiation. We need people to sit down and let us see what are the grievances that our people have.
Yes, it's great. How is this new inauguration going to support the idea of peace in the country?
Well, because it's long ago, the bishops in the region have to send information first to the archbishop in Juba, and then it delays to take decision of the church. But when the new archbishop is going to be in the region, the bishop in the region will come quickly together, and then they can make the position of the church very clear to our people. And then we have to join our people in mobilizing our people for peace and for unity of this country.
Yeah, it comes actually amidst a serious crisis in the country. You as church leaders, you have been struggling talking about peace, and there's no single day whereby no church leader has pronounced the word peace. So tell us, how challenging is this task?
Well, you know, we will not give up. We'll continue talking to our people until our people have to understand there is no way in this world that you cannot stay in peace. There's no way. Whether you kill me or you kill my brother or you kill your sister, this will not bring peace. For us, we want to say, let us sit down and talk peace. And it is a process. We may not be heard today, we may not be heard tomorrow, but one day, people who are hearing us will come to say, what the church is saying is true. We need peace. We are one people, we are one brothers and sisters.
Lastly, your coming today may not only be for the inauguration of the new archbishop. If you have other messages that you would like to share with the people of Western
Equatoria. Well, my message is the message of peace. I want my people to live in peace. Let us not create this hatred which is going on in the country. Now closing roads, killing people on the road, it does not help us. Instead, it makes many people angry. Even you who wanted to become leaders, if you begin to kill your own people who are traveling on the road, those traveling in the road, they are innocent. Why stopping them? Why killing them? You are creating more enemies for yourself. And I am appealing to those people, please allow your own citizen to travel looking for their needs. They are looking for food, they are looking for education, they are looking for health. Those people, there's no need for attacking them and kill them on the road. If you are unhappy with the government, then those people on the road are not the government. So why not allowing your people? And also, and I'm appealing, don't targeting on the ethnicity. It is dangerous. It can burn this country. It can burn the country. If we really wanted this country to go in peace, let the people know what is your problem. But don't kill because you don't need this tribe or you don't need that tribe. That will not help us. Instead, it will bring more disaster to this country.